Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
But right now, one of the biggest parts of this month's prophetic word is not limited. The Lord's not limited to time. He's outside of time. He created time. But is Joel 2:25 is repayment and restoration. Joel 2:25, the Lord says, I will repay you for the years the locust has eaten. And verse 27, then you'll know that I'm in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there's no other, and never again will you suffer shame. This all kind of goes around. All these verses kind of tie around to the repayment and the healing. Notice it says you'll suffer shame. That means that you'll go through healing on top of the repayment for the years the locust has eaten. Anyone feel that? I feel a witness in my spirit whenever I hear it. When I heard this word the first time, oh my goodness. It's like a shot of hope and encouragement went through me. And the powerful word for this bud that he's restoring, he's healing. And not just that, he's also bringing a double portion. He's bringing a double portion. I'm saying it twice because it's a double portion. Isaiah 61:7, instead of shame, you'll receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you'll receive in your inheritance. And also, you will inherit a double portion in the land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Take a look at that, Isaiah 61:7. It's very powerful because anyone has gone through double trouble, this is the basically that he's going to bring double blessing for your double trouble. And not just that. Notice that shame keeps coming up. So he's healing. It doesn't matter about if it is exactly shame, but that just means that he's doing things. The Lord is doing good things right now for us. And he's healing. He's doing some inner healing. Doesn't have to be just shame, but he's doing some inner healing right now. He's bringing the double blessing for the double portion, and the double for our trouble. Increase that right now, Lord, we pray. Release your angels right now. Release your Holy Spirit. Release the anointing. Release the plans of the Lord. He does this quite often. He'll do it over time. Sometimes he does it right away, but he definitely is going to release something right now. Over you and over us, over your families, over your situation. We pray, Father, for the plan to get through this time. We pray for the healing, the restoration, and the repayment, and the double blessing for our double trouble, and the healing of shame, the healing of grief. And there's a lot of hope deferred, a lot of grief, you know, a lot of things that have happened. And so he's going to do it in some different ways. So we thank you, Father, for your goodness. And he's bringing this right now. Releasing a double portion of anointing, a double portion of the angels. Thank you, Father. A double understanding. A double blessing. A double amount of. It doesn't necessarily just mean financial. And financial, we need the finances, but it's also tied with everything right now. It's tied with your healing and restoration. Now, there's a key to this right now. A big key is what Jesus said in Mark 6:31. Mark 6:31. He said, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get rest. Come with me by yourself to a quiet place and get rest. So key to this is spend some time with the Lord. You don't have to do it by yourself. He was actually, if you look up that verse, he was telling that to his group. his disciples. He was calling them away. So you can start with ourselves. Come away with me, says the Lord, to a quiet place, get some rest. I'm going to start healing these areas, bring healing to the rest. But also he's saying it to small groups. Remember to keep in touch with others as you're doing this. Don't be a lone ranger. A key to spending time with the Lord each day, no matter how much time, doesn't have to be quantity, doesn't matter. Quality does. You just as much as you can do, even if it's just pray continually, pray in tongues, pray in the spirit, pray whenever he leads you. The key is to, right now, is to press into him. And he's going to bring the result we're going to start seeing is filling us with greater joy and strength. Joy and strength. So, Lord, we pray for that too right now. And Psalm 126:3, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Psalm 126:3, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Also, Nehemiah 8:10, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Many people need a shot of encouragement right now and greater strength. I know that we do. And so I'm pressing into this word myself, living this word out as far as, on the good side, saying this is true. The word of God is true. No matter what it looks like around you, the word of God is true. And it really helps if you can find others who are along the same path as you. And so I'm grateful for the Enlight Connection team, for the partners, and our meeting we have every month like this, and the mighty networks that you can be part of. And I've been releasing it in a daily word on the mighty networks. If you're not on there, just email partners@dougadison.com. But I've been releasing a daily word and on the mighty networks. And so it's something I just feel with the Lord is he's restoring new things. He's just doing something new right now. And yeah, release this right now. Release it at a greater level. And remember that the power in praying and decreeing Bible verses, it's so powerful.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.